you know, fantasy football or something, you know, the fans could connect themselves to us as players. And some people take it too serious. Some people take it as it's just a game they got with a couple of their friends, a league they got with a couple of friends. You know, but some people take it way too serious and they take it way too far. You know, for the people that understand us and know what we go through every day, you know, and know that fantasy is just fun for them, it's cool, you know, to have people, you know, have people like that be involved that know what it is and that understand, like, you know, that don't take it too serious. To the people that take it too serious, us as football players don't owe y'all nothing. So, you know, it's up to you to manage your team the way you want to manage it. The only owners and general managers I owe anything to is Jerry Reese, the mayor, and the Tisch family. Everybody else, I don't concern myself with.
How scary does it become, though, when people start threatening lives?
I mean, it's just unnecessary, man. And it's just a game they play on a computer, you know. And I just think sometimes, you know, I think fantasy football is good, but I just think sometimes, you know, I think it has disconnected a lot of players from dealing with fans, because that's all people ever talk about. You know, you sit down and eat at a restaurant and people say, hey, yo, I got you on my fantasy team. Bro, you got to do something for me this week. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm trying to enjoy my dinner, you know. I don't really, you know, come on. Like, and this is a huge problem, you ask me, as a player, because players don't want to deal with that. You know, players don't want to hear anything about fantasy football. It's not, we're not living fantasy football. I was living fantasy football in August when, and my only fantasy was I want to go back with the Giants. That was my fantasy football, you know what I'm saying? But as far as anything else, man, we don't owe anybody anything.
So this doesn't surprise you that it reached this level?
Oh, no, this level is definitely a surprise, man. But anyway, guys, we got Philly this week.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, did you have to take extra steps to make sure, I mean, you get something like that. Do you take extra steps to protect yourself and your family?
No, not really. I mean, a kid is just a kid being dumb. Mm-hmm. You know, later tweeting me saying he was only joking. You know, when you say stuff like that and think it's a joke, it's a problem. You know, it's you know, it's a good thing he was where he was at that time.